Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio. Right on the money. Special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
We got new inflation numbers this morning during Utah's morning news. 3%-ish year over year. Not bad. Not bad. Remember what it was like, 9%? When it felt like 20%? Dave's shaking his head. That's another discussion for another day. Actually, it's another discussion for 30 minutes for now. We're never going back to 2019, so you just got to get over it.
That's what scared me so much about this inflation in the first place, is it doesn't change. It resets the price point. That is what is so devastating.
And we are going to talk about that. We're going to give you your day in 30 minutes.
Yes.
But in a twist, some say that regifting for the holidays, and Dave and I are spending a week talking about how to get a hold of your holiday budget and don't let it get out of control. We talked about it yesterday, about how to allocate your budget for your kids based on their age. You can find more on that at kslnewsradio.com. And right now we're going to talk about regifting. Could it be the answer to help kind of quell inflation? But I don't know if this is the case. Some say it is. Some say it would work. Why? Because we're not spending as much money when we regift. And that's been the hardest thing for the feds. Getting a hold of how much money, getting a hold of inflation has been hard for them because we keep spending like drunken sailors, as Dave and Senator Mike Lee might say. Right?
I mean, we love to spend. We love to buy.
But I just don't know that this is the case, Dave, because we have been regifting for years. Secretly.
I think this is the same one I gave him. He recycled this gift. He's a regifter.
An entire...
I knew it. You're a regifter.
Yeah, it was an entire Seinfeld episode about regifting. How dare you? How could you be a regifter? Now, here's my question. What qualifies as regifting? Like, does it still have to be new in the box? Does it count if it's unopened as a regift?
This is like, ooh. That's my reaction to that question.
You're an anti-regifter?
Ew. Yeah. Huge. You're not?
I am not a regifter because I open everything as quickly as I can.
Wait,
I'm like a five-year-old. So if I ever get something, I open it up immediately. I start using it. Yeah, there's no going back. There's no regifting.
Are you anti-regifting? I'm anti-regifting.
No.
You're not.
No.
You would be all for regifting
if you
didn't rip the package apart.
Totally. I mean, I would love to. I don't care. I don't care how I get the present as long as I get the present. I don't care where it comes from.
Do you regift because you don't like the gift, or do you regift because you're like broke out of money for the holidays and you're like desperate, and so you grab something out the top of your closet that you weren't using anyways, you wrap it up, maybe polish it up before you wrap it up, and then you regift it because you're broke?
I think most people regift because they don't like the gift. Because we will clearly go into debt to give a gift. I think if you're regifting, it's because you're just trying to get it out of your closet.
I've been regifted too. And you know what? I've never gotten over it.
Really?
I've never
gotten
over it.
How did you solve the
riddle? Because you
asked
the follow-up question. How did you know where to buy this? And you already know the answer.
Investigative reporter coming out there.
You already know the answer. And they can't come up with the answer. Heather Kelly, producer and host of the podcast, world-famous podcast, Money Making Sense. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Oh, I love that you're joining this conversation to settle the score. First of all, let's start here. You've talked about this and looked at this in your podcast, this issue. Are there rules about regifting?
There definitely are. You cannot have used it at all. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be brand new, still in the box, but you shouldn't have been playing with it, using it, anything like that to regift. If you have items like that in your closet, those are things, if you don't want it anymore, that would go for donation to Goodwill or Deseret Industries.
So a half-used candle, that's a no.
That's a definite no.
So what are some items on your list that are okay to regift? For example, I think of all of the lovely like Hickory Farms cheeses that come my way thanks to my neighbors.
And that I you get, couldn't finish in three
but
lifetimes.
It's food.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's food. And we have some food allergies in the family, so I have to be really conscientious about what I open up to begin with. Heather, would food be an okay item to regift?
It can be if you don't have an expiration date on it, or that Pepperidge Farm thing has still been in the refrigerator. It's not going bad. If you get it regift it within a couple of weeks because, like you said, you have food allergies, that is perfectly doable, you know, to do. You can even take separates. Like sometimes people will send you the great big packages that have several items in there, and maybe some you like and some you don't, but they're all individually wrapped inside those packages. So you could take out those individual things and make a separate little gift box for somebody else.
Time out.
Heather, you're repackaging a regifting?
Yes.
And dividing it up? Time out. Dave is just all in on that. And I'm like, oh my goodness. You mean like taking out the separate little blocks of cheese?
Yeah, you take out the good stuff, you leave the bad stuff, and then you re-gift the bad stuff.
What else? Go ahead, Heather.
I was just going to say, Debbie, you are not going to like your Christmas gift from me this year at our Christmas party.
Is it the socks you got last year?
Fruitcake.
From Becky Bruce?
Fruitcake.
Okay. Okay, so what else can we regift and not feel badly about regifting?
Well, this is sort of in the food vein, but it could be any type of gift card. Like for me, I'm a vegetarian, and I had an acquaintance give me a $25 gift card to a steakhouse. I am never going to walk into a steakhouse. But it was perfectly good card. I had a different friend who was this meat lover. And so guess what she got for her birthday?
Yeah, a gift card to Texas Roadhouse?
Exactly. But the gift cards you have to be careful of, because a lot of them, after a year, they start taking a fee out of it, like a dollar every year.
Oh, how embarrassing.
So you don't want to wait a year or two to give this, and it says it's $25, but then it only is $22 worth of a gift.
Heather, before we let you go, because we know you do a fabulous job in our traffic center as well, and you got to start looking at the traffic cameras. You got a long list of things to do today. What if you're regifted too, and you're really sad about it? How do you, any etiquette? I mean, I know you're the Money Making Sense podcast host, but do you have any etiquette for us on how to handle that?
I would say if somebody calls you on it, a regifting, just apologize. Just say, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize this was offensive to you. I couldn't use it myself. And it's brand new. And I thought it was something you might enjoy. You know, if you just be gracious about being called out and try not to make the other person feel bad, even though that person may be making you feel bad for regifting, try not to make them feel bad and just, you know, say, hey, I'm sorry. I just thought it was something that was pleasing that you would enjoy. I can't get enjoyment out of it myself.
Heather, if I could ever achieve that level of class, I will have made it. I will have made it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Fun.
We can save a lot of money.
Stop.
We can save a lot of money regifting.
It's too late for me to take back the moment that I learned I was
there
regifted
is no
to.
Way you have not regifted a candle.
This is
Debbie.
I burn all the candles. This is literally how I reacted to the regift that I found out about.
I think this is the same one I gave him. He recycled this gift. He's a regifter.
I'll give you a clue of where it was, where this happened. Where I won't tell you all of the details because I even though I say I'm not over it, I am kind of over it, sort of. But we're going to take your live phone calls. What's the question? I can't remember what question we posted on Facebook. Let me look. Does regifting items during the holidays bother you?
Does it annoy you?
Does it annoy you?
801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. Are you a regifter? And if you get regifted, does it annoy you? 801-575-TALK.
Right on the money. Special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
Really excited to remind you that starting in January, finally on Fridays, we're going to be live from 9 to 11 a.m. every Friday. So upgrade your Fridays with us here on the Dave and Dejanovic show. Normally Monday through Thursday, but not anymore, starting the first week in January. Talking about regifting right now, and if it's cool to regift, are you annoyed by regifters, or do you love it? 801-575-TALK, taking your live phone calls.
I would say in my family, so the in-laws, what we do is a big, what's the elephant thing?
White.
The white elephant. There is some sort of elephant involved.
I don't know why it's a white elephant.
We do a ginormous white elephant thing, so all 30 of us or whatever. And these are like straight re-gifts. I mean, it is, now I think about it, now I process it, I bet every single one of these white elephant gifts are under $25, all re-gifted. And I guarantee you, I have been more excited about those gifts than many, 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 many gifts in my life. I mean, we are making deals. We are making side, you know, we're doing all sorts of things.
It's like a game.
Oh, yeah. It's incredibly fun. So I've had very good experiences with regifting.
The reason we're talking about regifting is because a lot of folks are looking to that this holiday season as a way to save money, keep their budget under control. Dave and I dedicating this week during our show to talk about actionable money-saving tips to save your holiday budget from demise. 801-575-TALK. We're taking your live phone calls. I want to tell you, if you are watching us right now on KSL News Radio's Facebook page, hello. We're so happy you're with us. And it's super cool. If you just click on the actual video right now, you can take a poll. We've posted a poll on the video. Our producers figured out how to do that, so we appreciate Caitlin's work on that. So make sure you take the poll. We'll try to get you the results by the end of this discussion. We've also posted this question on KSL News Radio's Facebook page. Does receiving regifted items during the holidays bother you? Let us know in the comments, but you can also call us live, 801-575-TALK.
Ben, in American Fork, what do you think about regifting?
So regifting, if it's new, totally okay with it because I would have no idea. But I thought of this question. I thought of a funny story. So my wife and I got married a year ago, and this cute couple from her hometown comes in and gives me this heavy bag, and I was like, this is crazy. What's in this bag? Probably like a mixer or something. We go to open it later, and it was expired food storage and a heart-shaped candle that had already been used, and a gift card that had $5 left on it.
Oh, no!
So we were like, wow, that was, you know, we're all about food storage, but yeah, we could use any of the cans in here, and that's ended up why it was so heavy. So,
food storage doesn't expire for 25 years, and you got an expired food storage?
That's
it was
amazing.
All expired.
Lesson learned. You know, if you're going to regift, make sure you're checking the expiration date.
So a great wedding present, you guys.
That's so funny. Thanks so much for sharing that story. It's a warning to all regifters. You know, sometimes it's obvious if you're a regifter.
I think this is the same one I gave him. He recycled this gift. He's a regifter.
Elaine from Seinfeld. Oh. Bethany on our KSL News Radio Facebook page says, depends on whether they regifted because they knew we would appreciate the thing more than they would, or because they didn't know what to give me and had a thing they didn't even want.
Oh, that's so good. Fawn, you calling from New York City?
I am. I used to live in Utah.
Oh, well, welcome home, even if it's by phone. Yeah. What about regifting?
I am a total regifter. I think once a gift is given, it's up to the receiver to do with what they will. And my husband and I, you know, we pick a family or somebody in need every year, and I purposely give them maybe some extra stuff so they can regift it. So they have the opportunity to give gifts to other people, because I think it's important to be able to give gifts. And I also think as a receiver, it's your job to be gracious, although expired food storage is a little much.
It's a little much to ask. And you're 100% right, Fawn, on that. So good to hear from you from New York City. I'm sure we missed you in Utah. There's no doubt. But thanks for listening all the way in New York. And I need to take a page out of Fawn's playbook and be more gracious when I find out somebody's regifted to me.
I will say this. Every once in a while, when you get regifted something, It is more valuable than what they would have paid, you know, had they gone out and bought something. I once got a straight razor shaving kit. It was probably $80. they clearly didn't have any need for it. They didn't want it, but it was a super nice shaving kit, and I was doing everything I could to get that shaving kit in the White Elephant gift. I am threatening, I am bullying, I'm doing everything, and I couldn't get the shaving kit. So sometimes the re-gift is even more valuable than whatever, the new thing.
Half of people polled in a 2,000 person poll say they have re-gifted. And what was shocking to me in reading this poll, that an equal number of people who were polled have suspected people of re-gifting. So you're not really getting away with anything. And this poll also shows that you're more likely to re-gift your friends or your coworkers. That feels, re-gifting coworkers feels a little less, a little less.
It feels totally fine is the word you're looking for. Totally fine. Linda in Riverdale, what do you think? Are you a re-gifter?
Hey, so no, I'm not, but I don't care if someone re-gifts me, but I'm kind of like the Seinfeld thing. So I gave my sister-in-law a super cute, she loves to decorate for Christmas, so it was a Christmas decoration among with other things in the bag. And the next year, I got it back from her. So I'm like, if you're going to re-gift, that's great, but you might want to put their name on the back of it just so you know you don't give it back to the same person that gave it to you.
Was it by accident?
No. I'm sure she just didn't know. She probably just didn't remember who gave it to
her. Oh, okay.
I love
so
it.
She you know what? I guess.
It wasn't with intention.
Yeah, so, I don't think it was intention. Yeah. I just think she forgot who gave it to her. But I'm like, just mark something, a little sticky or something, who gave that to you, and then it would be fine. But you kind of just, I was just kind of like, wow. I just gave this to her last year.
Hey, we've gotten some great tips from our listeners. We got Ben who said, be careful that you're not re-gifting stuff that's long since expired. And Linda up in Riverdale saying, hey, make sure you're not re-gifting the gift that was re-gifted to you.
And I love that Fawn is calling from New York City, that you're still tuning in, Fawn. Thank you so much. And I love it. We love when you call us. Again, anytime you want to join in on the conversation, it's 801-575-TALK.
I can't believe, Dave, you haven't followed up with my earlier tease that I was going to kind of give you a little bit of an insight of when the re-gifting moment went south for me.
Tell me more.
So it was on Valentine's Day many, many years ago. So it gives you an idea of who the culprit was. And I walked out of my bedroom into the kitchen, and I found a gift on the table, and I knew right away. It didn't even take me 2 seconds to know. Wives are like that. We just know. We can sense. There is no way in the world my husband it would be able to figure out that this is would find its way to me, that he could not do this on his own. So there was a little like brush by in the hallway on my way to get ready for work.
Re-gifter.
I know this has been re-gifted. I don't care how hard you try to lie to me and tell me it wasn't re-gifted. I knew from across the kitchen that you're a re-gifter. I mean, it was like, you've been a re-gifter.
I knew it. You're a re-gifter.
That was me. And you've probably been a re-gifter our whole marriage.